Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
We're going to head very swiftly down to the riverside for coverage of the W2 division. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Jack. Yes, the W2 division has just pushed off. So we've just had the start gun at the top of the division racing towards me on first place corner. Now we will have Selwyn W1, followed by Murray Edwards W1, Magdalen W1, Trinity Hall W1, Fitzwilliam W1, Darwin W1, Homerton W1, Emma W2, Pembroke W2, Newnham W2, Sydney Sussex W1, Robinson W1, Queens W2, Lucy Cab W1, Wilson W1, Clare W2, Corpus Christi W1 and Downing W2. And now the top of the division is coming up to me. Selwyn rowing through very strongly. They're looking absolutely excellent. Really lovely technique, rowing through very fast. And behind them on station are Murray Edwards W1, similarly looking just as good, maybe a slightly higher stroke rate. Coming through behind them also on station, we have Magdalen. They are looking strong as well. But now behind this, we have quite a large bit of clear water, and Trinity Hall, who are looking much scrappier. And they are being chased down very strongly by Fitzwilliam W1, and hopefully Fitz will catch them in the gust or on the grassy corner. But there's still half a length in it for now as Fitz in their new Nicky Padfield boat come past. Now, Darwin W1 coming towards me. They're rowing strongly, being pursued by Homerton W1, who appear to be closing them down maybe a little bit, or maybe they're still just about on station. Behind that, though, I'm seeing quite a lot of clear water, so I guess the next boat I can see is Emma W2, who have lost a lot of ground on Homerton. So I don't think Emma are going to be in with a chance of a bump, but behind them there's quite a bit of clear water to Pembroke. Emma, Moana, what can you see?
I've had Selwyn going past, Murray Edwards going past, now Magdalen, there are one and two whistles, but I believe, just looking at my sheet at the moment, I don't quote me on this, Sydney Sussex first bump to Tit Hall, Fitzwilliam on Tit Hall, so my sheet is a kind of blurry mess, but I will confirm on that shortly. Magdalen closing in nicely on Murray Edwards, still there's probably about half a length there. I've now got Darwin coming towards me, closely pursued by Homerton, and there's over half a length in that. Darwin looking strong, but Homerton really are closing in that gap, somewhere between a half a length and a campus. Darwin really aren't rowing long enough. It's a very short stretch in there. It's decided to go for a bit of a bucket rig, but it's still not helping them. Homerton are taking one of the best lines I have seen today around Grassy Corner. They should really be commended for excellent coxing. Obviously, this is where Cats had a nasty crash earlier. Homerton, okay, line's got a bit squiggly, but they're just going round. Still haven't caught Darwin. I've now got Emma here, closely pursued by Pembroke. Pembroke seems to be losing. Probably thereabouts on the station, followed by Newnham, and I'll take you down to Ditton now, so you can hear whistles in the background. What's going on at Ditton?
Back up on the start, we have Downing W2, the sandwich boats have just bumped Corpus W1 before first post. And above that, though, there are four crews that have not come through racing. So I'll work out what's happened there. Joe, what are you seeing on distance?
Thank you, Tim. It's all got very, very tense up here. The crowds are roaring. The gap between the first three boats is narrowing and narrowing and narrowing. So we have Selwyn W1 clinging on, being chased down by Murray Edwards W1, who are clinging on themselves because they are being chased by Magdalen W1. It's for Murray Edwards. It's going to be bumped or be bumped. That is the difficult situation that they are in. Further down the division, we have Homerton chasing Darwin. And I'm just going to throw to Juan, what are you seeing?
Yes, I just want to confirm that bump. Murray Edwards have indeed been bumped by Magdalen. They've just been pulled over to the side. So other than that, we've got Selwyn rowing very, very triumphantly up the river, up Longreach. There's no one around them at all, so they will happily hold on to the top of that division and be the sandwich boat from the division above.
Okay. Thank you, Pan. What we're seeing is this division clustering into mini races. So further down, I've just got Pembroke W2 hurtling around this corner, chasing down Emmanuel W2. That gap is getting narrower and narrower. It's probably down to a length now. After that, I'm seeing Newnham W2 chase by City Sussex, but that is much less of a fear for Newnham. They're looking very tight around this corner. They're actually pulling out that lead. They've probably got 3 or 4 lengths now. They're looking very comfortable. If anything, Newnham are going to be looking to try and bump Pembroke before Pembroke himself from Emmanuel. Getting very tense on here. Throwing back up to you, Han, what are you seeing?
Yes, I'm just about, yeah, I've just seen another bump right at the start of the long reach. That's Pembroke bumping on Emmanuel. So that is another bump that's gone on. They're in a very active division so far. And then coming up after them, I can just see Newnham, and that is all from me. So I'll go back to Joe.
Thank you, Juan. I'm seeing Robinson just curling round Ditton, doing their very best to chase down Sydney Sussex, who are themselves trying to chase down Newnham. Robinson are much closer to Sydney Sussex than Sydney Sussex W1 are to Newnham W2. And then further up, we may have seen a bump between Pembroke and Emmanuel. We'll have to confirm that as we go around this corner. I'm just running around the corner. I'll be able to give you that information in a second. Juan, what are you seeing up on the long reach?
Yes, well, I'm pretty confident that Pembroke have bumped on Emmanuel. I've just seen that because Emmanuel are just parked beside me now, not particularly happy with themselves. And just passing me now is Sydney Sussex W1. As you were saying, they've got a lot of ground to make up on Newnham, and it looks like Robinson may well have a chance of a bump on Sydney Sussex, but there is still a bit of a distance left. So back to Joe.
Thank you, Glenn. Hello there. I'm live on Cam FM.
Hi.
What's your name? Where? Can you tell me what just happened?
Hi, so I'm Dean Stewart. I used to be a member of Hamilton W1, who are the amazing crew who have just bumped and got blades. They've gone out four and they absolutely nailed it, reeled them in the whole race and just got them right on the corner thanks to our culture's excellent steering.
Can we have a cheer for Hamilton? Well done, ladies. Thank you. Thank you. So that is, from the horse's mouth, a bump from Homerson W1 on Darwin W1. I like to get as much crowd interaction as possible. I'm going to throw down to Tim now. Will you be able to give us a summary of the division, perhaps?
So, at the bottom of the division, I can confirm that what's happened is that Lucy, from sort of the 6 boats that were unaccounted for, Queens W2, Lucy Cav, Wolfson, Clare 2, Corpus and Downing 2, Lucy Cav bumps up on Queens sort of around the first start, and Claire bumps up on Wolfson around just sort of under the motorway bridge. That was a fairly early bump there. And then Downing W2 bumps up on Corpus on first post. That was a Downing W2 happy to have bumped up into the division for sure, starting the week as sandwich boat. So what can we confirm higher up the division?
Thank you, Tim. I can confirm that Maudlin W1 have bumped, I believe, I could just say yes, that is Murray Edwards W1, so that is a bump from Maudlin on Murray Edwards. They have my foliage in their hair. Homerton have bumped Darwin W1 just below me. A little bit further up, I think Juan confirmed the bump from Pembroke W2 on Emmanuel W2. Is there anything left to report? Perhaps Selwyn. I imagine Selwyn just rode over. Is that right on the long reach, Juan?
I believe that's true, yes. Selwyn had a very, very, very long run over, so they've probably finished a long time since then. So, and just to report on those other 3 boats that are racing off, it looks like they're all going to row over. It doesn't look like any of them were getting particularly close as they disappeared towards the railway bridge, but I will confirm that when I get the results later on. So that's Tim.
Right, I think that's about all we can report, so back to studio.
Thank you very much, Tim, there. Sorry, could I just confirm what happened with Newnham W2, Sydney Sussex W1 and Robinson W1? What happened with those 3 boats, Tim?
I'm not sure. Morwenna, can you fill us in?
What boats are we checking up on?
It's Newnham W2, Sydney Sussex W1 and Robinson W1 there.
They've all rode past me. The only bumps I have seen are Trinity, are Fitzwilliam on Trinity.
Awesome. That looks like they're going to be good for rowovers then. Sorry, Joe, did you just want to jump in there or something?
Yeah, I'm just walking up to the very beginning of the long reach. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 boats pulled up at the spine. 4 obviously getting footage, 4 not getting footage because they've just been bumped. I'm walking past Pembroke who are looking in later. They have bumped Emmanuel, and I think it may be the case that there's been some bumping further up, either between Robinson or Sydney or Newnham.
Any
like
chance?
I say, when they passed me, that was an intense battle. We'll get the confirmed results for you there.
Any chance, Joe, we could grab a couple of quick interviews with those victorious crews, or maybe not?
Oh, I think we might be able to do that. I think I've got Pembroke next to me. Just give me 1 second. I'll see if I can talk to the top.
That's fine. Well, whilst Joe's waiting, Joe's going to just speak to Pembroke there to see if we can get an interview with them. And it looks like Newnham W2, Sydney W1, and Robinson W1 rode over.
Hi, Jack.
Hello, Joe. Have you got an interview?
Hi, Jack.
I'm just down with the victorious. You are Pembroke. Are you perfect? I've got your picture right there. I've got somebody who's eating Malwam, is that? Nodding very enthusiastically. He wants to say hello to their mum. We finished, you can drink, but you're live on air, so you're not going to swear. That's my only request. And what's your name, please?
I'm Naria. Hi, it's Naria. Hi, Mom, who's listening in Canada.
Perfect. How does it feel?
Oh, pretty good.
Oh, I've just got a mixture of, oh my God, pretty good. Great cruise bump 3 times. You don't need those blades. You get the treble bump. Perfect. I'm going to hand back over to you, Jack. Thank you, Pembroke. Enjoy your Malwam. You live.
Thank you, Pembroke there. One of the Pembroke crew getting to say hello to their mum listening in Canada. Message into the studio if you are that mum from Canada, and we'll give you a shout out on air too. Anyway, thank you, Riverside. I will just fade down those celebrations that are going on, and we'll come back
to
you guys in a little bit and get some confirmed results from that division.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
And we're going to go Riverside now for results with Juan. Hello, Juan.
Yes, I'm just down the Riverside now with the results for the W2 division. A little bit later coming in, but we've got them. So just running down the division, Selwyn rode over at the top. Magdalen then bumped up on Murray Edwards. Fitz bumped on Trinity Hall. Homerton bumped on Darwin. Pembroke 2 bumped up on Emma 2. Newnham 2, Sydney Sussex and Robinson all rode over. Hughes Hall, Leach Cavendish bumped up on Queens 2. Clare 2 bumped up on Wilson. And Downing 2, the Sandwich Boat, bumped up on Corpus Christi. And those are the results.
Thank you very much, Juan. It sounds really busy down Riverside. Is there any particular reason for that?
Sorry, what was that?
It sounds really busy down by the Riverside. Is there any particular reason that there are just lots of people milling about?
I'm right by the results tent now, so there's a lot of kind of milling from marshals and other people eager to look at the results. So that's probably where most of the noise is coming from.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much, Juan. Thanks for those confirmed results. We'll let you go back, and we'll catch up with you a bit later.